And we are back, high above the friendly confines of Denton Field. Zach Austin here with you. The Vigilante score again on a one-yard touchdown run by Leo Longcake. He is now over the 100-yard mark on the evening, and the Vigilantes lead the Cowboys by a score of 40-24 here on your Stockman Bank scoreboard. The Vigilantes' offensive line dominated yet again on that nine-play scoring drive. And Aiden Dalton here is set to kick the ball off with Jake Phelan back as the deep man. And they're going to go a little onsides here. It's a short kick. And the kick is just going to be fallen on by Warren Venable at his own 38-yard line. And here comes Court Smith here and again to lead the Cowboy offense. It was a 33-24 game at half. The Vigilantes score on their opening drive in the second half to stretch their lead to 16 points. It is their largest lead of the evening. And here they go for their first play. It's going to be trips to the left side, one receiver to the right. Smith in the shotgun. Screen to Phelan. Phelan out near the 45-yard line, and he's going to be brought down. That is going to be a gain of 3 yards. That was John Benavides on the tackle for East Helena. That'll bring up a second down and six situation from their own 44-yard line. Smith in the shotgun again. Two receivers are both left and right this time. They're going to send Venn in motion. They're going to fake the Lancaster pitch, the option to Phelan. And Phelan is near midfield. He got up to the 48-yard line. That is going to be bring up a third and very short situation. And Coach Jeff Regan's going to send Rylan Gentry in with the play call here. Lute Venn coming out, a little substitution made. And third down and three from their own 47. East Helena looking for a stop and trying to stretch this lead here. It's Smith in the shotgun again. Takes the snap. He's going to roll to his left. He's going to take up and run with it. He's going to get the first down across midfield to the 49-yard line. A great run by Court Smith, who was pressured, rolled to his left, and gained just enough yards needed for the first down. He is at 7 carries for a solid 53 yards here in this contest. Remember, it's still early in the third period. East Helena showing a 3-4 front here. There's two receivers left and right again. They're going to send Venn in motion again. Fake to Lancaster. They're going to throw it to Lute Venn. He's in the flat. He gets dragged down at the 42-yard line for a gain of 8 yards off the bubble screen. My bad. It's going to be a gain of 6. The refs are going to say he stepped out of bounds there. But the ball's still going to be at the 43-yard line. Easton Diggins, the fullback, back into the game for Lute Venn. So it's going to be a second down and 4 situation from the East Helena 43-yard line. Smith with Lancaster next to him. They're going to give it to Lancaster, trying to get to the left side. Not much. He might have gained 1 yard on that play. Cowboys have not handed the ball off much in this contest. This is just Lancaster's 3rd carry of the ball game. And he only has 4 yards rushing at this point. It's Warren Venable who's getting the play sent into him now. A 3rd and 3 situation from the 43-yard line. Smith in the shotgun again. He's going to roll again. Throws. It's caught. And out of bounds. That is going to be Jake Phelan with the catch. It is his eighth of the evening. A great performance for the senior so far. And that's going to move the sticks for another first down up to the East Helena 39. That was Cooper Diggins there on the tackle for East Helena. It's going to be two receivers to the right, one to the left again for the Cowboys. Smith, he's going to roll to his right again. He's going to just throw it away on that one. He was pressured. He had to get rid of it. So it's going to be a second down now. Ryland Gentry back into the game. If you're just joining us, we have 8:01 to play here in the third period. East Helena still leading the Custer County Cowboys by a score of 40-24. Was a timeout taken? No, a timeout was not taken. They were just signaling something to the scoreboard operator. At any rate, the Cowboys go back to their trips formation on the right side. Laying to the left side. Smith is going to take over the middle, nearly intercepted. The pass was just over the head of Warren Venable and nearly intercepted right there by John Benavides. And now Warren Venable is down with an injury. He looks like he just might have a cramp. So we got an injury timeout. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, the Cowboys are at 2nd and 10 from the East Helena 39-yard line. 3rd and 10, excuse me. And the East Helena Vigilante still lead the Custer County Cowboys by a score of 40-33 with 7:52 remaining here in this third period. We're going to take a 1-minute timeout and be back here on 92.3 KYUS.